Welcome back, guys. Going into hour number two here of Role Play Swan Song, week number seven. Adam, what's going on?
Welcome back. So, Piani, you think that you've got the power down so that it'll pop back up in about a half hour. The two of you crawl out of the sweaty tunnel and
glisten.
You're all back together. Victor's glistening. The power is off. And as they've been in there, like, fucking around, Sicarian, like, your suit's, like, audio readings, like, the little waveform you get is slowly going down, like, the pinging outside getting quieter. Higgs, you're a little buzzed. You're ready to roll. What does everybody want to do? You guys want to make a run for it?
Guys?
We haven't seen, like, any other living things in here, like little bugs or anything, have we?
No. The generator facility is pretty well sealed.
What?
Though, I mean, they sealed it because of sandstorms, not so much because of bugs. But it applies equally. Bugs are bigger than sand, so you're good.
Well, it was more that I wasn't looking for the bugs that have gotten in. I was looking at something live that we could throw outside to see if it lives.
No, like womp rats or anything outside.
All right.
Surely we have like some rations or something.
Yeah, but that's not living. Like you pull out rations, no, like true. Victor, they're not gonna.
You have like
they're
a
not
little,
gonna eat your protein bar, you dumbass. Like what?
Yeah, I have like a vacuum sealed pouch of like some liquid or like Tang or something.
I think if we send anyone out there, we send Mr. S first. Not because we want him to die, but because he's in that suit. If he's in that suit, they can't get to him. At least that's the hope.
And you want to run to the next building?
Well, I would just have you walk outside, and then you can knock twice if you're dying, and once if it's safe. Any more than once, and we'll know that you're dying. Because, I mean, you're not just going to knock once and then die like that. You gotta do it multiple times.
It's good logic.
I think once we open the door, it'll be, our fate will be decided. So it's.
Well, we can go.
Wasn't that what the vision said?
Piani's visions are only of the next 60 seconds. So it was like if Victor had opened the door right in that exact moment. But now it's different. Circumstances have changed.
Yep.
Well, and okay, yeah.
I mean, can we just like time it and listen to hear if the pinging from the outside of the door is dropping off?
Yeah, yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, like I said to Jeff, like Sicarian's suit is detecting much lower levels of ambience. Well, until you all got up here and started mouthing off, but yeah, the general level of ambient sound has dropped outside. If you stand near the door or anything, it's much quieter. There's still the air. Every once in a while, there's like a ping, and there's a few little like thumps outside. But it seems like the swarm has moved on.
I think we should make a run for it.
Yeah,
clock's ticking.
I think now's the time.
Let's go.
Okay, who's gonna open the door?
Mr. S, please open the door.
Sure. I go over and open the door.
Okay, sure. All right, so you pull the door open, and on the front surface of the door, there are a few, like the bugs from Piani's vision. They look like the big, like, roach mantid thing that you fought, but on a much smaller scale, and they don't seem quite fully formed. They're still, like, squishy. They might be, like, a larval form or something.
Do I have any bottles or anything? Does my survival kit have bottles?
You have a canteen if you want to, like, scoop one in there.
I canteen one of those suckers. Right, absolutely.
Go ahead. Canteened.
As we open the door, I take my fingers and like rub them together right next to Piani's ear. That's what it sounds like. Something is flying right next to him.
And you can see there are a few of them crawling around on the ground. But there's no like the air is clear enough. There's no like swarm of bugs. You might have to brush them off you as you walk by. But yeah, they definitely seem to have moved on. The power's off, and they've had enough time to realize that.
The ones that are here, like still here, aren't acting aggressively towards us.
No, they're pretty quiet now.
Piani, you asshole! And then I just like stride off.
Glistening.
Glistening. Something must have happened in that tunnel.
Yeah. I don't care.
All right. So, so you guys start to make that walk back towards jog, I guess. I don't know if you want to be casual about it, but you start moving back towards the main building. And I need, Piani, I need you to make a luck save. You can take a +4 bonus on it. So it's just D20 +4. You need a 14 or better.
D20 +4.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Mm. Nice. So, So here's the thing. You walk
That's
back.
That's bad, though, right?
No, it's good. So you walk back, and you get to the door of the building, and the door is shut, right? And your watch starts to beep at exactly like 31 minutes and 12 seconds. And it's like beep beep beep, and then you hear you like just point. The generator goes back on, and the door slides open.
Oh, that's so sick.
And I'm like 31 fucking minutes and 12 seconds, Victor.
Yeah, so the facility.
And I'm like, it was supposed to be 30.
The facility has power again. Yeah, you time the transit perfectly, and you can see like in the distance when the power goes back on, like the generator building starts like it lights up. It's got like a big metal pylon coming out of it with like warning lights on the top. They start to flash red, and you can see off in the distance what it at first looks like just like an atmospheric effect, like smog or whatever, but it's moving in non-wind pattern, slowly coming back towards the base. You guys are able to get inside no problem before it arrives. So you're back inside. You're in the like western lock of the main building where all the living quarters are. And from here, you can get to a number of different places within the base, all of which now have power. And for a while, at least, your comms are back up. So if you need to communicate with the ship. Or whatever. You got a bunch of panicky voicemails from the doctor.
Higgins, where do you think we should go first?
What?
Where do your bourbon senses tell you we should go?
Victor, shut up. I'm thinking. Mr. S, help me here. Where should we go? Where are the big
guns?
Well,
we need to complete this mission, do we not?
I think... That's good, yeah. We also need to find some fuel. Probably a good thing if there's some here on the base.
Well, they had that docking bay. Maybe there's some over there. Of course, the whole thing collapsed into the ground, so, you know, we'd have to do some work to get it.
Well,
that's why we have you here, Victor.
You can do the work, and we'll get it. Have we been to the docking bay? It's been a hot day. Well, I don't.
We have not been to the docking.
Yeah, no, you haven't. Originally, you were going to land there, but it wasn't going to happen because the docking pad is all like mushed.
We should maybe go to the docking bay first, I think. And
yeah, I mean the internal computers are all up, so like if someone wants to try and access like a directory of locations or pull up a map of the facility, now would be the time because this is the full power grid's up.
Piani, okay. Were there any defense systems in the computers that you can find as well?
What would I need to do just to sort of get a full?
You don't have to. You don't have to roll. I mean, if you just want access to the publicly available information, you just go over to a terminal and start.
Yeah, yeah. And what do I have publicly available to me?
Okay. So there's a directory of it's sort of like an apartment building like directory, so all of the different like people that comms frequencies for each person if you need to communicate with someone, like everybody's extension.
Okay.
There's a directory of living quarters, so like people's addresses basically, and then comms patches for you get offices, lab, admin, armory, supply warehouse, cafeteria, server room, med bay, docking bay, vehicle docks, comms and generator.
These are all the available areas?
Yeah, they're all locations that are available for you to page using the comms terminal that you're on right now.
Okay. And what the fuck are we doing here?
Hey, man, so, now we're just exploring. This is fun.
We had to turn the power on for a specific reason.
We had to get that guy and bring him here because he needed to deliver some samples of the serum that these insects produce in order to communicate, because they were trying to communicate with the indigenous life forms on
the machinery, yeah, the machinery, this is what Dr. Sayed said, that the machine that you guys have on board, no one's actually ever seen it, but the big crates that you have from an X-Men university are supposedly a human to pheromone conversion device that will allow emotional context to be conveyed in communicating with the VOD. So, like, you can use words with them, but their language is primarily pheromonal. So this machine was supposed to be hooked up to the research station here, and it could produce the right pheromones so they could talk to these bug people. But the base is all fucked up, so.
Go to the lab. What was that?
That was one of the areas we couldn't access before, right?
Yeah, because the door was locked and it had no power, so we couldn't, like...
I mean, it makes sense. This guy's a fucking scientist. We go to the lab.
And then, on the way back, we'll swing by the docking bay.
Okay. So, from here, I mean, you're in kind of the, like I said, the west lock, and it leads through the living quarters. There's a whole bunch of, like, small kind of apartments, and then, yeah, you get to the junction where it's like the offices, the lab that you saw before, through the offices, then the armory and the admin office, which you've already been in. So, like before, the lab door is shut, but instead of being just like a big iron barrier, there's the door and there's a panel now, and the panel has a big red light on it because it's locked.
Sakarian.
Yeah. Right. Open it?
We need your lock picking skills.
I thought you would never ask. I shoot the door.
So you're not even gonna like try to hack it open, or like you just want to shoot the panel?
It's been really working for us, Adam.
It's true. I don't know that it will again, but you could try.
What's the armor of the door?
The door itself is pretty decently armored if you want to like blast a hole in it. But that kind of defeats the whole purpose of like going and turning the power on. Like, you could have shot a hole in the door with your plasma gun before.
You know.
Like, it has power now. Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Piani, do you want to try to hack this first?
Yeah. Let me.
All right. Now that it's turned on,
shot.
You can make a computer roll. So
okay.
Try and do that. All right, so it takes a few minutes, but yeah, eventually you manage to crack the door.
And I put the gun back down. Then.
Yeah, I kind of like put my hand on his gun and slowly lower it.
Okay, buddy. Don't need the backup key. So the door opens, and so you remember before, like, I don't know if you guys, did you actually go into the lab, or were you just looking at it through like a window, because I remember describing there was like the room with the like concrete floor with the drainage in it and stuff, and all the fire retardant foam everywhere.
We went in.
I do recall that,
but I thought that was the room that we
no had there's another area. Yeah, so you guys are in that room now, so this room has like all the like hardened foam everywhere, and the weird like empty dissection tables, and the floor that kind of funnels in, like all of this medical equipment that you wouldn't expect in sociology department. And then there was the locked door from here. Okay, so you crack that door open, and inside there's another what appears to be another lab. The lights flicker on as the door comes open, and you can see inside the lights bouncing off of these like probably 10-foot tall like glass cylinders that kind of like line the back wall.
Glass cylinders.
Most of them are empty. A few of them have like occluded sort of shapes floating in them, but the tanks, they don't seem to have been maintained very well or in a while, and they're kind of like greasy and stuff on the inside, so it's hard to see what's inside. There's something like floating in a few of them.
Oh, I go right up to one of the ones with the clouded interior, and I'm like peering into it, and then like I tap on the glass.
All right, you're not rewarded with like a tentacle on the glass.
Oh, come on, Adam.
So okay. this room, it doesn't seem to be connected to anything else, but there are several computer terminals, and then these specimen tanks, and then as well like some other more specialized like surgery equipment and medical gear around. Yep. So we want to do
any other exits from in here?
No.
Anything else to? I mean, anything else to search or look through or?
I mean the computers, obviously, but can you? I guess you would notice this right away, Sicurian. There's equipment in this room. Like, nobody else really notices this because they haven't been in, like, secured facilities like this before. But you notice that there are measures in this room, some of which are obvious, some of which are hidden, that if activated could essentially destroy the contents of the room. Like, there's panels that have just big, like, emergency warnings, and you've seen these before, with, like, explosives in them that, when triggered, will just, like, shoot fire into the room and burn everything inside. There's a lot of, like, hardened security cameras so that if that happens, they still get to record all of the fire and, like, what happens through that process. But the room is meant to be, like, cleaned if there's an emergency.
Gentlemen, be careful. This room is prepared to dispose of contamination.
Tap, 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 tap.
It doesn't seem to have been used, though. Like, all of the explosive panels are still sealed and everything.
What the fuck are they doing in this room?
I can't tell from the medical equipment what may have happened in here, right?
You can make a roll.
Yeah, I mean, I've got science and I've got medical, so let's figure this shit out.
Alrighty. Yeah, whichever you prefer to roll.
It's gonna be medical.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Motherfucker! Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Is that what you say? Motherfuckers!
Science.
Yeah.
There's a lot of equipment here you don't recognize. I mean, like, there's a lot of, like, biological scanning equipment, and you notice, like, some, like, centrifuges and stuff, and some equipment for analyzing genetic material and like, DNA sequencers and junk. But most of the equipment here you don't really recognize. Piani, remind me again. Yes. what your character's, like, background, like as a kid being a psychic or having MES on the planet that you're from, what was that like? Like, did you get, like, tested for that, or, like, how did that go?
No, if you recall, like, Piani was poor with her family, so most of the time she had no fucking idea what was going on and just accepted that it was, like, something that happened to people. It wasn't until, like, growing older did she sort of learn, like, oh, this is basically psychic power. So no, there wasn't, you know, like, we were poor. We didn't go into the fucking doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you make a mental effect save for me?
A mental effect save. So a d20?
Yes. Yeah, just d20, and you need lower than, or a higher than your mental effect save. Okay.
Yeah, right. So my mental effect is totally a 4.
Okay, yeah.
No, sure. I don't know. What is it?
So something, it's a 12 right now.
Oh.
I mean, when you get to level 15, it'll be a 7. So something about this place deeply unsettles you. You recognize some of the equipment, but don't know why you recognize it, and it feels uncomfortable being in this room.
Piani was grown here.
Nope.
She's an insectoid.
Does it affect me in any way?
No. I mean, aside from, like, you feel weird and kind of gross and don't really want to be in here.
Do you think that she becomes more bitchy than usual?
That's totally your call, friend.
I'm just fucking her up.
So, yeah, I mean, for the rest of you, like, there is something unsettling about the place because it does look a little, like, sinister, but until you get a look at the logs. Also, you do have, like, a doctor on board who knows lots about this facility. He hasn't been exactly forthcoming about it, but
he exists. Fucking call the friend. The guy.
Mr. Sicarian, we need your information gathering abilities.
Well, before we get ahead of ourselves, what is our mission here?
Does anyone remember the mission? I don't remember the mission. We don't know when
to set up the thing so the pheromones can communicate.
Well, I mean, technically, none of that was your mission. Your mission was just to take Dr. Saeed and his box of stuff, drop him off on the planet.
Yep, yep, yep.
Fucking go home.
It's a pick up and drop off, and we are now operating outside of our mission.
Then, gentlemen, I propose we get the fuel that we need. We put Mr. Saeed in the position to fulfill the mission, and then we vacate the premises.
We've already got power up.
That's possibly the best euphemism for let's ditch this guy here and get out of here. I think I've ever heard. Let's put him in a position to fulfill the mission.
He's got to fucking pay us.
Blow this popsicle stand. I'm willing to go along with this plan if we can download all the information on these computers to the Swan Song. Pi can come through it, figure out what's going on, help us, you know, parse this a little bit. What do you think, Piani?
So what Victor's saying is that he's willing to stay here with Mr. Saeed, but I propose that he reconsiders.
No. I just want to, like, right now push send to ship on the computers and dump all of the information.
Yeah, well, yeah, send whatever you want, but we need to go get fuel.
Do it quickly. This is all... There's no reason for us to even tamper with this.
Why don't we Victor and I handle that, and you and Higgins go and
No, I've seen what happens when the two of you go off to do something. Let's.
We don't have to go off anywhere. We just fucking sit here in the computer.
Let me rephrase.
In the lab,
when I'm not watching, really bad things happen. So
there's nothing wrong with glistening, Sakarian. It's okay.
Correct, but we need to complete this mission and leave. We're starting to dabble in. Everyone's dead. There's strange insects that nobody counted on outside.
Where's your sense of curiosity?
I left it back with
Mr.
My,
S.
Dead self, I suppose.
Fuck the data.
Yeah, fuck the data. Piani, let's get those computers.
Hack the planet.
Yeah. Fuck it. Like, who cares? Let's get the fucking fuel and get out of here. Get paid.
I mean, So on the flip side, and like Higgs, I mean, I think you have the stolen the future USB stick or whatever, right?
I have the research hard drive. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's one thing, but like if these guys, the more time you're spending here, the more you're kind of realizing like these guys are up to some weird research, and there are people willing to pay for research like this. So yeah, you could drop the guy off, or you could take them home or whatever. But if they are up to something weird here, or they're doing some strange research with these aliens or something, and you were able to get away with that data, it's probably worth a fair bit of money.
So I've kind of just remained silent, I guess, as the party's kind of gone back and forth with this.
We could
send all that information to the computer. It's not, you got to press a couple buttons and then we're good, right?
Yeah, it should be no sweat.
And that's not for research. We're gonna fucking make some money on that.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, people would probably pay.
Victor,
pay
shut
good
up!
Money
you there. Wanted to study it, you nerd. You didn't want to sell it. I know what your game is. But we're gonna sell it for money. I could probably fetch a price for that. So get it to the Swan Song.
You got contacts.
I got contacts. I'm gonna. Actually, I agree with Mr. S. We got to wait here. Can you do that, and then we're going to go look for the fuel?
Absolutely.
All right. So you want to try and just like do a hard drive dump to the Swan Song?
I'd like to try to be a little bit careful. I don't want to trigger any alarms or like have it auto format hard drives because I'm accessing information I shouldn't be. So if I hit anything weird, I'm going to call Piani over because she's the computer expert. But
so,
if,
yeah, I mean, you hit a login screen.
Shit, I didn't expect this.
He didn't fucking leave the terminal unlocked.
Piani!
All right.
So yeah, again, like you bring up the terminal, and it's got that like rotating like Bunsen burner, like beaker symbol of the Richardson Scientific Society, and I just ask you for your credentials.
I hold up my hand and I say, Piani, I've got this one.
Okay, you can get guest login access. You have access to like a shared folder in the general directory.
Can you do anything from here, Piani?
With guest access, I'm sure that Piani would be able to find the encrypted password file and run it against a hacking tool to compare you know, all the different passwords and yeah. see if we can find it from there.
Sure. Can deconstruct the salted hash. Yeah.
Yes.
They don't.
Yes.
They don't use double authentication. Go for
no,
it.
No way.
Take an extra plus one for Victor's okay. help getting okay. you to the guest login.
Bam. 7.
All right. Okay. So between the two of you, you are able to eventually get to a position where you can't. It's not like user readable data, but you can get an encrypted dump to like decompress later. And the progress bar starts running. Are you sending it straight back to the ship's hard drive?
Well, specifically, we have a bank on the Swan Song that is like reserved for data that we would like sell, right? We keep
like,
it
secure partition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We probably need to let Pi know that this is coming, right? And maybe to keep her nose out of it for a while.
What?
Like we don't want Pi digging around in this until we say. Like, once we've dumped Saeed.
I mean, it's fucking encrypted. I mean, save us some time.
Okay. You got it.
All right.
Let's go get some fuel. All
right, so the like, group communication channel, like, all for you, you get a message from the ship. It's just a series of, like, question marks, just 3 of them.
Piani...
From the terminal?
It's just back from the ship, like the comms.
Let's
walk and talk, Piani. Come on, we got.
Okay, I'm texting on my compad. I just text. Found some data. Storing it for later use.
Okay. You get a there's like the little like responding timer, and then you get a video feed that pops up from one of the cams on the outside of the ship. There are 3 people in like vac suits outside the Swan Song, like looking at it. They're all armed.
How far are they? I just like show them my compad and go like,
"Well, who the fuck is that?"
It's like a grainy, like black and white, like CCTV kind of like it's like you know camera one, and there's these 3 people like walking around, like kind of like peering at the Swan Song, and yeah,
we don't recognize these people, do we?
Yeah.
No, they're not dressed like they're dressed similarly. They're just wearing like kind of like it's black and white, and you can't really see much more. But they're wearing like vac suits, like bubble helmets or whatever, and holding rifles.
Gentlemen, we
have to go handle this immediately. Forget the fuel. We need to go see what's going on.
I'm with you. I open a comm to Saeed and I say,
"Can
Saeed?
I just say, by the way, what the fuck is going on with we? Every time we leave our ship, some Irish bastards show up and try to kill people. What is?
Yeah, these guys all have like shamrocks on their arms. Pissed off the space IRA, I guess.
Let's go.
I open up a comm to Saeed and I say, "Saeed, looks like you've got some friends out there. You want to tell them to fuck off?"
What? No, that's the don't. God damn it. Piani, tell Pi to lock the fucking thing.
So Saeed comes back on the comm and is like, oh, thank Allah you're alive. I thought you had been eaten by the... it doesn't matter.
By what, Saeed? Eaten by the what?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
People outside?
There's 3 friends looking at our ship. I don't like the look of them, and... You're the only person who knows what the fuck is going on around here. We're on our way.
We're
walking back to the exit.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like screaming at Piani, like, Piani, make sure that Pi doesn't let him in. Who knows what that guy, what he's going to do.
Yeah, I calm. We don't know them. We're coming.
Okay. You get a return prompt that is just the like when you attempt to power on a system that doesn't work and the error message. So it's just the like blinking yellow like sand thrower offline. Just like bloop bloop bloop.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That's Pi's response to you.
Pi's like, getting a little sassy.
What's our other weapon that we have?
You have some kind of laser cannon, I think.
I think its name is Sicarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have 3 shipboard weapons. Sand thrower, and a ballistic Sicarian delivery device.
All right. Well, I'll just repeat, we're coming.
Okay. All right. So, you guys head back towards the ship. So you have to leave the main area. You can see off in the distance the pylon of the generator building is just like swarmed. There's a big moving cloud around it. You can barely kind of see the red light blinking through that cloud. You see the comms tower kind of off in the other direction, and that's where the song is parked. So you guys head off that way.
Oh, man.